Now this is a dictation for Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, Everett, E, V as in Victor, E-R-E-T-T, June 17, 2000. Address as a letter to Madison Mackenzie, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E-P-A-C, 953-5329. Dear Madison, follow up for Clark, who has a stage 5 chronic kidney disease from urinary retention, obstructive uropathy, last visit in July. Briefly, she tried again hemodialysis, left-sided AV fistula. There were problems with needles. She couldn't tolerate the discomfort, the pain. She didn't notice feeling any better, and she stopped. Sun fatigue. Sun weight loss from 180 to 174. No reported nausea, vomiting. Good bowel movements. Bladder catheterization, no changes on Valium, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no fever, abdominal back pain, no bleeding, no chest pain palpitation, no pruritus, no edema. She admits not taking her medications, supposed to be amlodipine, losartan, not doing it, phosphorus binder, Renvela, not doing it, only taking the testosterone weekly basis as she is transitioning. Physical exam, blood pressure high, 170 over 100 on the right side, open AV fistula on the left brachial area. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. No abdominal tenderness, no edema, non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, November, anemia 11.7. GFR 6, CKD 5, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, high phosphorus 6.9. Assessment and plan, obstructed uropathy with CKD stage 5. Declines doing dialysis. Does have an AV fistula, left upper extremity. She does not tolerate needles. Does not want to do home peritoneal dialysis. In the past, she has explored kidney transplant as a very young person. There was the concern about the self-catheterization. And she has not reevaluated if it's feasible or not to proceed for transplant or not, presently not interested. She's non-compliant with medications. She's aware of the side effects of high phosphorus. She eats small meals through the days. I encourage her to take the binder whenever possible. Her blood pressure is too high and she understands the risk. I would like her to restart at least the Norvasc in a regular basis. She's willing to do chemistries in a regular basis, continue educating, emotional support provided. She's transitioning for what she's using, testosterone, which probably is exacerbating the blood pressure. She comes accompanied with significant other. End of dictation.